Hey everyone, it's Phyllis here, and just want to make sure that you can hear me. Wow, pretty amazing, pretty exciting. Tonight it is going to be my second to last call with the 112-day challenge. So it's kind of sad, an end of an era. So yeah, let's have some fun. I'm going to be talking about Walk Yourself Slim. So just see who's on the call. Hi Maureen. Maureen said hi to all the Slim You converts, and in particular to Phyllis and her team. Who've made the biggest impression on my life to change my lifestyle and eating habits, which is still a work in progress, having the tools and the motivation tips you've given us all over the time will always stand me in good stead to fall back on whenever necessary. Thank you so much for that, Maureen. It's always nice to hear, you know, what people are up to, how they're changing. Hi, Julie and Johnny. Hope you've had a nice long weekend. I actually was away learning for the weekend, so it was pretty full on, but I love learning, as do most people, so it tops me up and feeds my soul. Hi, Tracy. You can hear me. Awesome. So tonight I'm actually going to talk about physical activity, but one of the ones I'm going to focus on is walking, because I'm actually about to embark on a bit of a walking project. I am currently doing a bit of research around walking yourself slim. I truly believe that weight gain after a weight success comes from, because, you know, 80% of the weight loss that you get is actually from what you put in your mouth. The other 20% comes from maybe a combination of your movement and your thoughts. But once you get the weight off, I truly believe what keeps it off is the amount of physical activity that you put into your day. And that way it corrects those sort of ebbs and flows and balances out the things that go on. Agree or disagree, it's up to you, but I'm about to embark on my own Walk Yourself Slim. So I'm kind of excited. I was a couple of minutes late because I was printing off maps and things that I'm doing. So for those of you that are on Facebook, my friends, then you'll see my little story as I go, depending on how much I share, if I'm doing the research, but I'm actually going to be putting it into action. And those of you who aren't, no doubt, you know, down the track, things will come out through the Slim You newsletters. So Slim You is going to stay, not in any way, shape or form in its current format, and it will go into hibernation for a wee while. So just to let you know that I will be around, but not for a while. And, of course, Damien will be around with his wellness guys, his cereal, for those of you who absolutely love it. And the next exciting thing that we're going to do is we're actually going to be releasing the revised recipe book for anybody who wants it, because that's our way of making sure that people have access to information. So if you've got any friends who've absolutely been waiting and dying to have a recipe book, watch out for it. It's actually almost complete, and it's remodeled, reworked. Some of you have actually posted your recipes on the 112, and if your recipe is actually included, we will actually just gift you a free copy. So it's going to be a downloadable ebook so that people can get it instantly, but let your friends know. So that's awesome. Alrighty, I'll just do a refresh and I will begin. Just logging on to my notes, won't be a sec. Anyone got anything exciting to share? Johnny and Julie, you're all good for me to share your information. I'll just have to see if I've got it on this computer, actually. I may not have it on here. I might not. So there's been some wonderful results, but, I mean, everybody knows this, and it's a very personal thing. It's a very personal journey. You know, for a lot of people, it's actually not about just about the weight loss, it's actually about all sorts of things. So if you want to share, feel free. If you don't, that's fine. I'm just going to keep on talking for the next 25 minutes. So what I wanted to talk about was some of the benefits about walking. If anyone saw that little video that Damien and I think myself shared, and it was from a chiropractic point of view about how little we actually stand and move around and how much we actually sit for the day, it was actually quite scary. And considering that, you know, bowel cancer and a number of illnesses are, you know, linked to not moving and sitting on our bums all day, just think about what your typical day is like. You know, you get up in the morning and you've been laying all night. You might walk to the bathroom, have a shower maybe. And, you know, we're in such a rush often that the shower can be, you know, very, very minimal, you know, not long at all. And, you know, and we might stand in the shower for a couple of minutes and then, you know, get into our kitchen, sit down. Sorry, I had something coming in at the same time, I was distracted. you know, we go and sit down, have our breakfast. If we're lucky, some people actually stand or lean on the kitchen bench and gobble it down. So if you're relating to any of this, let me know. So within a period of half an hour to an hour of being up, you know, there has actually been little amount of standing on our own two feet. And then people will actually most likely open an internal door or just walk out the front door, open a garage door, and they're sitting in their car, and then off they go travelling. And then most of us are sitting in a sit-down job. A few of us are lucky and we get to walk and move around, but a lot of people go from their bed to their chair in the kitchen, to their car, to their office chair, and that's where they'll stay for a good amount of time. I noticed somebody in another office that I was sharing the other day that they had every single piece of item that they used in their day within arm's reach. So they physically did not stand up for the whole time I was there except to pee. And they ate their lunch at their desk, so they didn't even get up to go anywhere. They reached down, got it out of the drawer next to their desk, and then they sat there and ate it. So I was quite shocked, really. And this person's health did reflect that sort of lifestyle. So just think about how much you move and how much you don't. Sharon says, "Hi, Phyllis, so good to hear you again. After a hectic, emotional few weeks, it's good to take time out, relax, and listen to you again." And that's awesome, Sharon. Thanks for that feedback. And remember, you know, download those calls. Some of you would have ordered the MP3s, and they are arriving in the next 8 days. You know, but make sure if you haven't that you actually download some calls and put them onto your computer, burn them to a CD or an iPod, and really listen to them. And because the next time that you listen, you'll hear different things. So you might think, oh, end of a night, I mean, I don't know, this call, another call, actually I didn't get a lot out of that, or I got a little bit but not that much. But each time you layer a level of understanding and own sort of ownership of information builds, you'll hear different things. So I always like to re-listen. Maureen, you'd like to be notified regarding the recipe book. It's actually a moderation of the 112. So for someone who's got the 112, you probably, unless you just want a pretty printable copy, it's just tidied up, everything's in order, you know, those sorts of things, feel free to order one. But if you've got the 112, you don't need to. Okay, so getting back to the day. So if that's your day or you relate to any of it, just think about it. Now, walking can take the form of, you know, a gentle stroll or a interval training using the Gymbos that everybody got in their packs. The Gymbos is absolutely fantastic. And if you research a little bit of interval training, and I always talk about a program that the reason why we got the interval timers for, and that will come out when I do the Walk Yourself Slim project. But, you know, there's research that came out of the Queensland University, and what it was based on was making sure that what they were looking for was less wear and tear on athletes' bodies. So they were looking for a program that would maximise their fitness gains but minimise the amount of time they spent actually out because of the wear and tear on joints. So what they found is, you know, you'll see people or programs that say 30 seconds on and a minute off or a minute on, a minute off. But what they found for the most weight loss, so it was three times the amount, the numbers were, it was a 20-minute workout, 5-minute warm-up, 5-minute warm-down. That's only for safety and for your joints and for, you know, ligaments and things like that. But the core of it was the 20 minutes, and the 20 minutes involved 8 seconds hard, 12 seconds normal. 8 seconds hard, 12 seconds normal. So if you haven't set that up on your Gymbos, I challenge you to do it just for 1 week. When you do the 8 seconds on and the 12 seconds off, you actually won't be able to maintain doing that every single day because it is actually quite demanding on your body. It's a really good physical workout. So, you know, maybe Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or Thursday, Saturday, Monday, something like that. You know, but just think about, oh my God, sorry, earthquake, first one for ages. Whew, breathe. I'm in a two-story building. Sorry about that, guys. That was my first one for a long time. Okay, I'm just going to collect my breath. Great, that had to be on the recording. Okay, so anyway, what I was saying was 8 seconds and 12 seconds. When I run sessions, and if anyone's been on one at the retreat, it's really intense, but it's something that you can do. So it's like having a personal trainer in your pocket. And if you have an iPod and you put you know, record the beep onto you over one of your songs or under one of your songs, it's actually very meditative as well. So what you do is you go hard for 8 seconds and then normal for 12. So don't go slow, go normal. It's actually really physically challenging for 20 minutes. And the really cool thing about it is you can do walk-walk, you can do walk-jog, you can do jog-run, or you can do run-hard-run. Physically challenging, and you can work your way up on it. Alrighty, Sharon says, I totally agree with you, Phyllis. I love my walking. I've just got back after a topsy-turvy past weeks. I can feel my energy levels starting to improve too. Getting out in the sunshine helps, motivates me to walk a lot more often too, and improves not only the physical health, but helps with the emotional side too. Totally true, because while you're walking yourself slim, a whole lot of other things is going on, and that's what I like about the walking. It's the, you know, this, it's almost like a little secret that people have that actually get out and walk every day. So the cool thing is, if you're applying this, that principle of the 8 seconds and 12 seconds, you're going to get the opportunity to burn 3 times the amount of calories. Your fitness is going to increase much faster. Anyone can do something for 20 minutes, and anyone can do anything for 8 seconds. 8 seconds is not long at all. But the other cool things that happens is you're actually massaging your internal organs, so, you know, your bowels are going to move a lot better. Poos is going to become easier to do. So for anyone that says that, thanks, Tracy. Sorry about that, guys, but it is, sometimes it's quite freaky. This building, the, underneath the ground's actually been affected, so although the building's okay, it really moves because of the amount of damage that we had outside. Okay, back on task. So the cool thing is that, you know, it's going to help with bowel movement. Not only that, but you're going to get your vitamin D, really good amount of vitamin D every day, because often we're not outside. You can do it in a lunch break. You can do it first thing in the morning. And you can do it anywhere. So if you're going away for work or traveling, there is no excuse. You know, Gary and I did some management and leadership workshops last year, and we actually chose to travel by campervan because it was a 3-week tour through the North Island. And if anyone has traveled from regional to regional, it's really draining, because often you've got to fly back to Auckland or fly to Wellington to go to the next place. You can't kind of go from a little town to a little town. So the easiest way was to campervan it. Now, what I did was every morning, you know, I'd get up, get myself presentable for the presentation. Gary would pack the campervan up. We'd drive to my venue, go in, set up. I'd do my workshop, which was 3 or 4 hours long, come out, and the first thing I'd do is jump in the campervan, put my exercise gear on, put my gym boss on my top of my pants, and off I would go, and I would leave the town by this program, this 20-minute, sometimes I do 30 minutes, but, you know, that's how I would leave. And then Gary would follow me for safety, being on some open roads. And then as soon as I'd finished my 30 minutes, he'd pull over and get lunch out, and we'd sit and have lunch on some beautiful place on the side of the road. So, you know, you can do this on holiday. You can do it anywhere. You can do it when you're working, you know, your lunch break, whatever. Get a group together. Encourage some people to do it. It's you know, it's really, really motivating, and you'll find the more that you do it, the more energy you get and the more motivated you become. So, and because your fitness level builds in stages, you'll actually be surprised at how far you've come. And you might want to do, for the 20 minutes, so when you set the cycle, and I actually should have grabbed one out of my bag, I think it's 60 or 90 that you set the repetitions up for. I'll have to have a look. Someone who's good at math can work that out. I used to know the formula off by heart, but I have about 3 gym bosses, and they're all set up and in different places, so I don't have to think about it. But, you know, if you're walking, and one of the things you want to do is actually add a bit of a run in, you know, on your last couple of turnovers, add a, you know, for the 8 seconds, do your last 3 8-seconds as a run and then walk. The cool thing about it too is that if you're exercising with friends with different fitness levels, if you find a really large domain, which is often what we use at retreats, but if you find a large domain, you know, you can all start at the same point, face opposite directions, and loop that for the 20 minutes. You're safe. You can see each other across the domain, but you're all exercising at your own pace, and nobody feels like they're left alone or behind. So, you know, somebody who likes to run can use it, and they can run that circuit, and the other person can be walking it. And if you're going in opposite directions, you're passing each other all the time. So it's quite motivating, you know. You can encourage somebody who maybe you're super fit, and somebody you know really just needs to get off the couch and get off their butt. And you can take them out and exercise with them like this without compromising your own exercise. So the cool thing about it too is because everybody's working at their own pace, there's nobody who feels like they're last or left behind, if that makes sense. One of the other things you can do is you can build weight-bearing activities into that. So you might start off with your warm-up, go do your 20 minutes, and then you know, build a repetition of a few weight-type exercises. And you might do arms one day. You know, Mondays might be your 20-minute exercise program in your arm day. Wednesday might be your 20-minute in your legs, and Friday might be your 20 minutes in your abs. So, and who knows where it will lead to? You know, because walking really is, you know, one of the best medicines that you can get. I think it, like Sharon says, it's great for emotional things. Gives you time alone. I'm actually going to start doing some really long walking. Just because I've got lots of recordings and things to catch up on. So this is a way that I can actually spend time in my own space and be moving and feel great. Now, don't forget about barefoot walking too, because that's how we kind of connect with the earth. And the weather's getting warmer, so I'm hoping that this call is actually motivating you to think about, you know, doing things because it is getting warmer and making you feel energized and motivated to actually go out and do some walking. So don't forget, you know, when you have the opportunity, you you know, where possible, go barefoot. My husband, a number of you will probably know that he's not very well. He hasn't been well for a long, long time. He's got a neurological degenerative disease. And one of the things that they say to him is to do barefoot all the time because it helps with his balance and things like that. So, you know, just get those shoes off and enjoy the sand, enjoy the grass, get out, feel some stuff, connect. Remember, you know, that we are actually connected to this earth, and it's not all about working and working and working and being flat out. Children will love you for it. So take them to the park, take your shoes off. You know, they could actually play on the swings in the parks, and you could do your 20 minutes around it. How cool would that be? That they can, you know, do the swings and play and muck around while mum's doing her exercise. When you take children to, you know, music, you know, their extracurricular activities, there's no reason why when they're in there, instead of you sitting in the car for an hour or sitting in the room watching for an hour, that you arrive with your shoes and start collecting a few people that actually go out and do this with you. So, you know, get out there and be move, because I tell you what, as you get older and you get to the end of your life, and you are, like for me, watching somebody who is really struggling, you know, every moment's precious, and you've really got to, you know, just get out there and enjoy it. So Julie says, we just can't imagine life without our fitness side of things. Nothing like a good run or a walk to think things over and enjoy what the day has to offer. You get so much motivation and energy. And it's totally true, because if you're finding it hard to get going, the thing that I say to people over and over, you only get energy by spending energy. So, you know, when you're around somebody who's a little bit draining and talks a little bit slow and they're a little bit, you know, just not really enthusiastic and not really into things, it's totally boring. It's totally unmotivating. So, you know, you want to get out there, be energized. You don't have to be the big, you know, screechy, loud person or anything, but, you know, just be in love with life. You can't look after something you don't love. And I say this, next year from April, I'm going to be running retreats, and they're going to be very small numbers, only 7 or 8 people at a time. And one of the themes that I'm working on is about loving yourself, because you cannot look after what you don't love. So when you're feeling these things negatively about yourself and in your mind, you know, this derogatory talk that we do and self-talk, I don't know if guys have it, but I definitely know women do, you know, you cannot look after what you don't love. Every time you're feeling fantastic, you know, and the scales are going in the right way and everything's happening, everything's so much easier because you do feel fantastic. So vibrationally, you feel better and you feel higher. So hopefully that makes sense to people. Alrighty, just going to refresh, get my next lot of notes. Okay. So if you're not a walker or you haven't started walking and you want to walk, think about what little things you could do, like, you know, setting yourself a chart and maybe just, you know, walking for so much, you know, so far. I mean, just under a K burns about 100 calories, and we don't calorie count, but if you think really what we want to aim for in a session, you know, we don't want to count the calories in, but we definitely can look at the calories out. So if you've got a heart rate monitor, you know, aiming for 500 calories in a session is a great, you know, is a great number to aim for. So if you've got a heart rate monitor, whip it on and go for 500. The fitter you get and the slimmer and trimmer you get, the harder it actually gets to get to the 500. So you get to 500 calorie burning when you wear your heart rate monitor much quicker when you're less fit and you're more overweight. So the slimmer and trimmer you become and the more fit you become, the harder you have to work, which is kind of cool. But, you know, I read the saying the other day and it said, wake up with determination. So we don't want you to drag yourself out of bed, and the only way that you can feel like that is actually to be enthusiastic and engaged and happy about what's going to happen in your day. So we might not be able to control what happens around us, but we control how we feel about it. I think, you know, a lot of Christchurch people have learnt this over the last 18 months, and I certainly have. For me, I just feel in the last couple of months that I'm actually coming out of this fog. So therefore, you know, the weather and knowing that summer's coming and I'm about to, you know, start walking a lot more and things like that, I'm actually waking up with determination. I feel motivated. The really cool thing about getting out and walking during the day too, you'll actually go to bed easier. But the saying goes, wake up with determination and go to bed with satisfaction. When you plonk into that bed and you've used up the energy for the day that you've got and you feel like you've achieved something, it's pretty awesome. And the other thing, you know, you can walk yourself out of a bad mood. I don't know if anyone's heard that, but immediately, even a 10-minute walk will boost your brain chemistry, which increases happiness. So if you're not feeling so happy, walking is a great way to increase your happiness. I'm not going to say it cures all of your problems, but it definitely, one, either gives you a break from it, or two, it, you know, it'll increase the way that you see the world. Sharon said, can we purchase the Gym Boss from any sports store? Yes, you have to order them from America, so it's probably easier, Sharon, to order it through the office here because we buy in bulk, so we get a little bit cheap and you don't have all that shipping and things from overseas, but you're more than welcome to go on and find one and ship it yourself, or you can grab one off us. So remember this, the saying is, walk yourself out of a bad mood. Even a 10-minute walk will increase your brain chemistry, which increases your happiness. Alrighty. And, you know, when you really think about it, walking for some people is actually it's almost like a lost art because, you know, a lot of people don't do it. So I'm just going to read some things that that I got off. It's called An Anatomy of Walking. But it boosts your endorphins, which eases stress, tension, anger, fatigue, and confusion in 10 minutes, so a 10-minute walk. So if you can't do a 20-minute or a 30-minute, what about three lots of 10 or two 15s? And interesting enough, it reduces the glaucoma risk. I don't know how that's related or what where that comes about, but remember, I'm just giving you what the anatomy of walking says. It halves the Alzheimer's disease risk over 5 years. So, you know, if you're walking for 5 years or longer, your susceptibility to get Alzheimer's halved. It improves your heart health by increasing the heart rate and circulation. And, you know, the heart is what drives us, so why wouldn't we want to increase it and improve it? Improves your blood pressure by 5 points. That means that, you know, it lowers it or improves it by five. And it also engages your abs muscles. So, you know, over a long period of time, your stomach's going to be looking pretty good if you're keeping that weight down. It also limits, for women, I don't know about men, but colon cancer by 31%. It builds your bone mass, so it reduces the risk of osteoporosis. And if you're using your arms, it works your arm and shoulder muscles, limits your sickness by halving the odds of catching a cold. And I get sick just about never, so touch wood, but I just don't. I don't know if that's because of the amount of walking I've done over the years or a number of things like my food intake and my thought intake, you know, all of those things. So what I'm saying here is walk yourself slim. Keep that weight off once you've got it off by being physically active. If it's not walking that you like doing, replace it with some other word. But, you know, what I'm really talking about is moving. But walking is one of those things. You know, it strengthens your legs, includes your quads, your hip flexors and your hamstrings, improves balance, prevents falls. It actually, over time, burns more fat than jogging. I don't know, I think that's a little bit debatable, but jogging for older people in later life might not be such a good idea on your joints, especially if you've got some wrecked things, but walking most people can do. If you have some knee and hip and other problems, you know, walk in the water. And only 30 minutes a day, five times a week, can make you healthier and happier. I mean, I'd much rather see people doing, if they're just going to do straight walking, do a little bit more than that. But, you know, when you're using the interval program that I talk about, you don't have to be out there for, you know, as much. And the cool thing is once you start, sometimes it motivates you to carry on. It's always that first starting, isn't it? That first getting going, and then suddenly you find yourself, you know, off and about. Tracy says, thanks, P, been writing notes super fast. Really interesting, motivating, awesome. So just remember, if it's not walking that you like to do, you know, put another word in there. But walking, I think anyone can do it. You can go on a walk date instead of a coffee date with a friend, or you can walk to the coffee shop. You can walk to someone's place for breakfast. You can walk to a cafe. You know, one of the things I'd suggest, especially for people who travel, remember to stay safe, though. But, you know, when you're in a new town, if you ask for safe walking routes, and it's during the daytime, you can get out and explore a lot more than sitting in your hotel room, eating a meal on the bed, you know, often with your strip off your clothes with your tummy hanging out. I don't know, or is that just me? Anyway, I'm digressing. Julie said, thank you so much for tonight's call. It's been really interesting and informative. The calls are so valuable to us. We are really going to miss our Tuesday night calls. We're going to miss you guys as well. But don't forget, Damien does his wellness recordings. And I will be back and around. I'm just going to have a few months off, refresh, regroup and recharge and completely decide which area what I'm going to focus on. So like I say, I'm working on the Walk Yourself Slim at the moment and, of course, you know, giving myself a break as well. So that half an hour went really fast. Thank you so much to everybody. And next week is our last call and Damien and I will both be on together. So no doubt it will be free entertainment for everybody. But until then, please get your gym bosses out and give them a go. If you're one of the first few in the past to join us and you have a heart rate monitor instead, please get that out as well. You know, choose whichever it is that you want. But just get out and start moving. It's, you know, beautiful world out there. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And see you next Tuesday. Have a fantastic week. And look after yourselves. See ya.